You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're a God who opens doors, man can shut. You're not a man. God of everything, no one like you. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you. Is there no one like you? No one like you, Father. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God who opens doors, no man can shout. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God of everything. Lift your hands. You're not a man.
You're not a man.
Oh, you're not a man. You're the God who opens doors no one can shut. You're not a man. Oh, you're not a man.
You're the God of
like you.
Jesus, no one like you.
No one like you.
Is there no one like you? No one like you, Father. No one like you, Master. You're the God of everything.
God of everything, no one like you. You are the God of everything.
You're the God of everything, no one like you.
You are the God of everything.
You're the God of everything, no one like you.
All things respond to you.
You're the God of everything, no one like you. You're the God of everything, no one like you.
Oh, no one like you.
No one like you, Jesus. No one like you.
No one like you.
No one like you, as in no one like you. Like you, man.
Lift your voice. Pray in tongues. Bakata. Let no man intimidate you. Do you hear what I say? Don't give anybody permission to intimidate you with your yesterday. Do you hear what I say? Don't permit any voice of the adversary. When he wants you to show up as a coward, when he wants you to feel intimidated, he'll use everything to create that discouraging moment in you. But you are tougher. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Especially at a moment like this, in this meeting, there's certain impartation the Lord wants to give to you for a new phase of your life. And for adversity to gain your attention, he can use anything at all. Right now in this meeting, he can bring back, you know, he's going to use anything at all just to hit you. But I tell you today again, beloved of God, you are tougher. Bakata la balaba. Right now, take your mind, take your heart, take your attention of every single distraction. Of anything that at this very moment sounds very troubling in your mind. And set your heart on impartation. Now lift your two hands. And just say, Lord, in this meeting, not with my head, but with my heart. Not with my head. Lift your two hands. But with my heart. I permit not the voice of the adversary. I permit not the voice of the adversary. I permit not any discouraging voice. Makato sabaha. La takabazadabaha. Now let me tell you something. Apart from people that the Lord, I mean spiritual leaders that the Lord entrusts, even that, there are some exclusivity, but let me just say generally, the Lord is sufficient for you. And on the grounds of legalities, you owe no man apology. Did you hear what I said? On the grounds of legality, you owe no man apology. On the grounds of legality, you are an overcomer. Do you hear what I said? On the grounds of legality, you are an overcomer. The adversary has specialty in pointing you to what Jesus has justified you from. And he would try oftentimes to remind you of the things the old you has been redeemed of. And you're going to use anything at all to make, to cripple your faith and your joy. Not you. We give out apology on the grounds of love, not on the grounds of legalities. Do you hear what I'm telling you? So, I need to clear certain paths so that you can receive ministry. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Say it. I have unbroken bones.
I have unbroken bones.
Say it like you mean it. I have unbroken bones.
I have unbroken bones.
Say, I am tough.
I am tough.
Pakata kadaba. Lado saba. Consuming fire. Burn around me. Flaming spirit. When we talk about paradigm, we are actually talking about a pattern, a model. We are looking at a pattern of faith. I've been explaining that faith is not hewn out of hope. So hope is not the matter of faith. The matter of faith is the word. And I said, hope is the explanation of the faith of those who were under the covenant of promise. Hallelujah. But for us, faith is substantiated in Christ, which means that Christ is the substance of our faith. Faith is not a theory. Faith is not a mere doctrine. It is not a mere currency. It is not just a religious system. Faith is our quality. The adversary, all he sought for is to doubt that you, is to make you doubt that you have the quality of faith. So he makes you think that you need to work to have faith. You need to pray to have faith. Now, we don't even study God's word to have faith. However, by the hearing of the word, faith was produced in us. And this was a matter that happened at the new birth. So at the new birth, faith entered us. We became a people of faith by the virtue of birth. We are not working ourselves to our faith. The day the word of God entered you and you received Christ and you received the spirit of the word, from that time you received faith. Because even without faith, your justification is not a surety. However, that faith is not a faith you cajoled. It's not a faith you produced. It's a faith that God produced in you. There is no man that is born with faith unless you are born in the kingdom. But all men are supplied with faith through the sharing of the word. Ratabahatai. So, you realize that when the day became born again, the word of God was administered to you. And as the word was administered to you, you believed. Is that not it? When you believed, then now you had the capacity to receive Christ. So the beginning of our life in Christ is faith. Our life begins by faith. Now, it is not that your life begins by faith and ends somewhere and then you have to now try and look for faith. No. You see, we don't really have a thing like stubborn faith, violent faith, strong faith, weak faith. No. What we really have is that we have violence in faith, stubbornness in faith, radicality in faith, boldness in faith. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Because when you become born again, you are actually born into faith. Faith actually becomes your dimension of life. You live now in faith. Your operation is now in faith. Everything that has to do with your life is in faith now. That is if you are born into the kingdom. Because the governing, the atmosphere of the kingdom is faith. The kingdom actually runs as faith. Not just by faith. It runs as faith. The kingdom is faith. We don't act to be called men of faith. Because we are men of faith, we take action. So you are not called a man of faith because of your actions. Now your actions prove that you are a man of faith. But you are a man of faith with or without an action. But because you are a man of faith, you must act. Makadabaha. You being a man of faith, there has to be, see, everything that surrounds you must be influenced by what you are. Your reaction to things, your response to things must be based on what you are. You don't try to do the things so that you become. So you don't do wild things so that you become a man of faith. You don't stay strong in the midst of chaos so that you become a man of faith. No, because you are a man of faith, you are strong in chaos. Makatala bahaya. Ila basote kela basha. Balada basata baha. Makato sata baha. Incredible happenings at my word. Hey, tangible manifestations at my word. Incredible happenings at my word. Tangible manifestations at my word. I tell things to turn around at my word. We don't give the adversary any room at all to chill around us. Do you hear what I'm saying? We don't give the adversary any space at all to show whatever he's got. He is an adversary. He's a liar. He's skillful in trying his best to make you feel you are not what God says you are. He can use anything. Sometimes there are some mistakes. Clearly, you are the one who have made those mistakes. God does not hold any of those mistakes against you. The adversary can hold those mistakes against you. He can empower men to even intensify it. Say this, because I've got God, I have no shame before men. Makato sutabaha. Labakatabaha. Say this, because I've got God, I lack what it takes to be intimidated. Hey, because I've got God, I lack what it takes to be intimidated. I cannot be intimidated. No matter the matter. Labashadakatos. Consuming fire. Burn around me. Flaming spirit. Reign in me. Reign in me. Reign in me. Shakatabaya Labato sota. You see, as people of faith, you need to get this. We were born out of faith. The faith, which is the word of God. We were born out of the word. We don't try to gain survival. We don't try to survive. Our living is in the word. Our hearing must be the word. Our thinking is in the word. Because we were born out of the word. Doesn't matter what it is. The thoughts. The sayings. The many things we do not agree with what God has communicated concerning you. You don't give your ear to it. Labakabaha. 1 John 5. Brethren, this year is a year of tremendous manifestations of faith. The reason is that, you see, faith is evidence. Faith produces results. Faith, as it is a result, it's a matter of results. Faith makes things which are not seen to be seen. So the many things that are deposited into your spirit, you must bring them out. They must be seen by faith. Faith itself is an evidence. So whatever you are, whatever God has said concerning you, there must be proofs all around you. And you must be intentional about this, that you see proofs. You insist, you persist to see proofs. And so this moment, you need to change your mentality. And you need to know that you make warfare. Tools have been given to you. Armories have been given to you. So that you can engage yourself in faith for incredible happenings. Lakapata. Whosoever believe, he didn't care what he said. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, he said, that fellow is born of God. So do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? Yeah. Beloved, you are born of God. So, number one, you should realize that there's a matter of identity now. Because you believe that Jesus is the Christ, he says you are born of God. There is a change of genes. Your genetic code has changed now. Your root, your heredity, your history, the issue pertaining to your birth, your nature, your quality, all of it has changed. Just by the fact that you believe that Jesus, Katabaha. Listen, you have no idea what faith is. I told you, to believe, believing is an action of, is faith in action in itself. So, just believing, he says you are born of God. Do you know what it means to be born of God? That you have the quality of life in God. That which is in God is in you. The nature of God has become your nature. You are called as a son of God. Kalaba, son of God. An expression of God. One who has equal sharing with God. You share in his right. You share in his authority. You share in his life. Born of God.
So whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ, he said, is born of God. And he said, everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God, katus, labash. Let me go to verse 1 of chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, he is born of God. No plenty criteria, no following rules and regulations. All this matter pertaining to the command and whatever, to love one another as Christ loved us. It's because we are first believed and we are born of God, we can love. The love of God has become our inward quality. We have the ability to love now. So he says, whosoever that believe that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And then verse 4 says that whosoever that is born of God, he says, this fellow, he overcomes the world. He enforces victory in the world. Matesh. Look at it. Verse 4 again. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Hey, and this is the victory.
Oh, dear Jesus.
This is the victory that overcometh the world. He said, even patakabaha madabaha, even our faith. Whatsoever that is born of God, said this fellow, he overcomes the world. To overcome the world is to walk in total victory against. You see, if there is an overcoming, it means there are foes. And he said, there is this victory that overcomes the world. He said, this victory is our faith, not our feelings. Hey, am I talking to you?
Yes,
not what other people are saying about us. Not what other people think about us. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Not we trying to be accepted by others. Not we trying to please others. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. The overcoming life is not defined by your feelings. It's not defined in any aspect by the feelings you are having right now. Any feeling you think you are having now, it has not defined your overcoming life. The basis of your overcoming life is your faith. No wonder Apostle Paul said. And now listen. This matter of faith is not a monthly life. It's not a weekly affair. It's not an annually affair. It is not even when you are confronted by situations that this faith is at work. So I must suppose it. I am crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is Christ that lives in me. Then he said, the life that I live now in the flesh. He said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not by how the flesh feels. Not by how the flesh thinks. I live by faith. So faith is not because it's not when we are confronted by challenges. We are living there 24/7. Makatakabaha. I live there 24/7. I wake up there. I walk there. I talk there. I act there. And when this becomes your consciousness, you have daily supernatural living. Listen, I am awakening us to a daily supernatural life. While we walk in supernatural, in our daily natural living, Barabashadaha. daily supernatural living. We don't care where you use toothpaste, it doesn't finish. Matos. Rabagadaha. Ilabashagabaha. I'm talking about a daily supernatural living. And our pattern, who is Jesus? Who is the object of our faith? This is him. He is the paradigm of faith. The faith paradigm is a person, and he's Jesus. He lived this every day of his life. He was not having a period where he was walking in faith. It was his daily affair. The miracles of Jesus that were recorded were not miracles that were recorded on special days. It was his daily life. And his mother knew this. That is why when they even went for party, normal party. Oh, what are you talking about? We've gone to a normal party. There is shortage in drink. What is the normal wisdom of man? The normal man should say that, oh, let's go to the shop. Let's go and buy extra drink. He said, no, I know someone's natural life. His natural life is supernatural. He works miracles. It is the Ataba. Hey! Idalabasata. Can you shout this? I am awakened to my supernatural life. Shout it better, beloved of God. I am awakened to a supernatural life. Not monthly, not weekly. I am awakened to a daily supernatural life. I am awakened to a monthly, weekly, hourly, second, every moment, every season, every hour. I live the supernatural life. I live the supernatural life. A normal day. They have gone for a party. Shortage in drink. The guy says, you know something? Look. He said, we are short of drink. Do something. He said, you know, my time has not yet come. He said, look, ladies, whatever he tells you to do, do. Because I know him. I know him. He said, I know this guy. I know him. This is his daily life. He will work a miracle. I know him. I am known as such. Hey, as I am known as this kind of Jesus. I am known as this kind of Jesus. No one is looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. When he was born, faith began. Hey, when Jesus was born, he was not supposed to receive faith. He was the Word made flesh. When he was born, faith began. So he said he's the author of faith. He's the initiation of faith. He's the beginning of faith. Lapatapa. Your daily life. Handling business every day. A daily business life. Listen, if you are talking about a supernatural life, we are not just talking about winning souls. We are going to win souls on a daily basis. But we are also talking about your normal day-to-day activity. Your normal day-to-day activity. When he said, this sign shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. They shall take up serpents. They shall drink any deadly thing. You know what? He summarizes a man's full, you know, day's activity. In your eating. In the handling of things with your hands. In your speaking. In your going out and your coming in. Every single thing that concerns you. They are full of signs. When we say we are a sign and a wonder, it is not on a big occasion. It's not on a special season. It's not on a special day. Jesus walking to the pool, when he got there, it was not like it was a special program. He was passing. Just as the apostles experienced at the beautiful gate. These apostles going, entering that gate, meeting that cripple. It was not a special program. They were living their normal life. They had not fasted and prayed for the guy. They had not gone on a retreat for the guy. They were living their normal life. I can assume they were just having their normal conversation. Peter talking about his mother-in-law. They were having their normal conversation. And they got to the entrance. As always, as they meet us on the roadside. And they ask us for money. Oh, not again. Not again. Balatabaha. Oh Lord, we call forth a daily supernatural life. Hey, Izadabaha. We stir up ourselves unto a daily supernatural life. Oh God. Matalabashandaha. A daily supernatural life at the beautiful gate. They said, silver and gold have none. Such as I have, we give. Their shadows that heal the sick. It was not as though they had planned that today our shadows will heal the sick. Listen, they were living their normal life. The people said, if we put the sick on the street and their shadows touches their bodies, they shall have life. They had not planned. They were living their life. Like Jesus, he was going his way. When the woman touched the hem of his garment, listen to me, Jesus did not plan that someone should touch the hem of his garment. He did not arrange for a miracle. He was living his normal life, and miracles happened. When Jesus decided to walk on water, you know what? He was late. He went to pray. He couldn't run with their time. He was running by divine time. By the timing of God, he was on time. And they thought he was delayed, so they set off. But he had gone to pray. As they were going, he was praying. He said, Lord, I'm working things. Listen, Jesus did not pray because he wanted to walk on water. He just went to have his normal prayer time. When he came, they were gone. He said, wait for me, I'm coming. And he began to walk on water. And you know what? He was walking faster than the boat. Normal life. He is the paradigm of my faith. He is my faith paradigm. Right from birth, the guy was a miracle in his daily life. So if the mother could see that even at the wedding, this Jesus is going to work a miracle, it means the mother knew that the guy right from birth, that as Joseph tried to nail the table, the nail removes with no hammer, with nothing, his table stand. This guy, you know, the Bible recorded that Jesus did so many things that the mother conceived them in her heart. He did so many things, he conceived them in her heart. Was observing the child. Intelligence was normal. It was normal. Pakatos. Rababahata. Sharp brains is part of supernatural. Makatabaha. Miloko patabaha. I know my normal life. Lakata. There was a consuming fire all around this guy, Jesus. Far from any form of intimidation. His normal life was a supernatural life. His normal life. Faith must be our daily life. Faith has to be our normal life. It should be a place, a dimension we dwell in. That was where we were born. That was where we were hewn. A total life of faith. A total life of faith. Where we are not governed by what we feel. We are ruled by our true self, which is faith. You know, faith does not know shame. Faith has nothing like, I'm shy. Faith is not anxious. Idabakatos. Mabadagahata. I'm a man of faith. Lift your right hand and say it like you mean it. I'm a man of faith.
I'm a man of faith.
And I live this life 24/7.
And I live this life 24/7.
Right, and as I see certain things growing in your hands, I see whatever your hand is touching, I see tremendous growth. Labakato Sabahaba. Makapato zevabara pata. Normal life.
Oto me pon wa matam fueni
Odego kron kron for me to do Me cry amen so the enia
Some challenges are not supposed to dwell in you. Sicknesses are not supposed to be in your body. No. There are certain patterns that are not supposed to be part of you. You have a paradigm. Lord, who is a paradigm, knew that this faith matter is a matter of consistency. So he maintained a charged life. When the Spirit charged him into the wilderness to fast and pray, he continuously charged himself on his knees. See, we know that faith has to be our daily life. For that matter, we sustain ourselves in that dimension of faith. We sustain ourselves through the meditation of the word, through fellowship in the spirit, through the ministering unto the Lord, through radical prayers, through fellowship with the word. We sustain ourselves in that atmosphere. We choose to be strong in faith. Now, as I was sharing with you on Wednesday, he said, if the spirit is broken, then who can now mend it? He said, a healthy spirit conquers what? Adversities. Which means there are adversities. But, a healthy spirit. A strong spirit. And I told you, your body is not sustained by your immune system. Your body is sustained by your spirit. The things, the arrows the enemy throws at you, they are not natural things. Don't take them natural. They are spiritual. Sorrow is spiritual. That is why sorrow can eat up your bones, weaken your bones. Can you see sorrow? You can't see sorrow. It works inside you, but has a manifestation on the outside. I have the Holy Ghost. It's just for tongue speaking. What's the purpose of tongue speaking? What's the purpose of the Holy Ghost? What's the purpose of prayer? That one day I'll be caught up to heaven. Brother, excuse me. Even sorrow has a physical manifestation. Much more the power of God in me. Much more the faith life within me. There has to be a natural manifestation. Not one day. Not 2 days. It must be my daily life. It must be seen in me every day. Just as when the lion wakes up. All the bears, all the animals in the field. It is, you see, the posture of a lion is not because he has a challenge. The posture of a lion is because that is his makeup. It's makeup. Our brother is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The posture of Jesus was his natural posture.
He never had mood swing.